I made a promise, and now I was stuck with it. The code of the fictional detective demanded that I help a son avenge his father's death, but I had a problem. I had no idea who whacked the old man, and the code clearly says first you find the killer, then you avenge. That's the way it works. You could do it the other way around, I suppose, but then you'd have to kill everybody. My first step was to find Prince Hamlet.
Well, hello, tall, dark, and out of place.
She was wearing a diaphanous gown that was dropping more hints than the host of a bad game show. She told me her name was Ophelia.
My name's Ophelia.
But that her friends called her Ophelia.
But my friends call me Ophelia.
She guessed that my name was Time, that I was the fictional detective.
You must be Time, the fictional detective.
She said she knew from past experience...
But could you please stop doing that?
Sorry, Button Nose, it's a force of habit.
My father warned me about men like you. He said you were T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Trouble.
Looks and brains. Dames like this always spell trouble. You know Prince Hamlet?
Intimately. I-N-T...
Something about the way she spelled intimately led me to believe she knew the prince intimately.
Intimately.
Know where I can find him?
Through that door, down the corridor, past the turret, through the main ballroom, turn right at the armory, left at the keep, right at the chapel, right again at the throne room, down the next corridor, and around the second tower. It'll be the third door on your right.
Got it. Thanks, Dollface.
Anytime.
I watched her walk away on legs that started where legs usually start, around floor level, and ended where you don't expect them to end, just below her ears. I followed her directions to Prince Hamlet's quarters. Whoops, sorry. I arrived early the next morning. When I found the prince, he was talking to the strangest bunch of men I'd ever seen. Some were dressed as fools. All of them were wearing makeup. And some were even wearing women's clothing. This could only mean one thing. They were actors. Prince Hamlet!
Not now, man. Can't you see I'm busy directing?
The name's Time. Your father sent me.
Oh! Take five, people. How... is dear old Popsy.
Dear old Popsy is dear old Deadsy.
Deadsy?
As a doornail.
Oh, poppycock. There must be some mistake.
No mistake, Prince. He's dead. Murdered most foul.
How? Final?
Any idea who'd want to kill him?
You mean outside of a few neighboring kings, the husbands of the women he defiled, the entire royal court, and the peasants whose land he stole?
Yeah, outside of them.
Nobody I can think of.
Well, your father wants you to avenge him. He told me that with his dying breath.
You mean avenge as in kill someone?
I don't think he wanted you to take him dancing.
To avenge or not to avenge? That is the question.
No, the question is to be or not to be.
Please don't tell me you're one of those existential detectives, Mr. Time. This revenge thing, can it wait?
Only until I find out who iced your old man.
Fine, you find out who killed Popsy, and we'll talk about it then. Now, if you'll excuse me, the theater beckons. Places, everyone. We'll start with the balcony scene.
Finding out who killed the king was going to be tougher than I thought. I decided to pay a visit on the grieving widow.